Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and by now most people celebrating the holiday have probably had their fill of latkes. The shredded potato pancakes fried in oil are a prominent feature on the Jewish holiday table, but nothing in Scripture says they have to be boring. On Long Island this weekend, a culinary competition pushed the latke to its limits. NPR's Robert Smith was there.
The latke festival starts out early in the morning with a mountain of tubers.
Probably close to 30 or 40 pounds of potatoes.
One man.
My name is Roger Mummert.
And a vegetable grater. In a few hours, the competition will begin, and more than 100 guests will sample extreme potato concoctions like the Mexalatka and latke marinara. But Mummert likes to start out the morning simple.
You know, it's potatoes and fat, of course. Salt is part of this, and egg binds it all together. Now, that's the basic latke. We've taken it, I think, to a whole new level.
The latke festival started out 21 years ago in a loft on the Lower East Side in Manhattan. It went public and got big for a few years. Then Mummert got married, had kids, and moved his frying pans out to Syosset, Long Island. The latke festival is now run out of his massive home kitchen. Cooks arrive all afternoon with their secret ingredients.
My name's Alan Kaufman, and what I'm doing this year is Peking potato pancakes, they're called, in the style of Peking duck.
Over the years, there have been few culinary trends that have been unexplored. Latke maki sushi with wasabi sauce, the jalapeno latke poppers, which have a molten core of spicy cheddar cheese. They do try to keep it all kosher, no meat in the latke. And an entry a few years ago with bako bits was considered in poor taste. But other than that, anything goes.
My name is Scott Saunders, and I am making a ginger and lemongrass Thai latke with a sweet chili sauce to dip it in, and then also a soy sesame glaze.
Over the years, there have been some notable failures. The latke puttanesca was apparently shunned. Fish latkes made out of salt cod, not so popular. And the sweet ones are controversial. Mummert's wife, Robin, hated the caramel latke clusters.
It was just way too sweet, and it was just not where it should have been in oil.
But this year, there were no obvious stinkers. A South Beach latke, made mostly of cottage cheese and artificial sweetener, was pretty good. But Dale Sellin made a face while eating it.
It's actually very cheesy. I happen to like potatoes better.
And Peter Locke detected a hint of something unusual.
Almost like Captain Crunch.
The Thai latkes were a bigger hit. Ralph Zellin grabbed the last one off the plate.
Sweet and sour kind of taste. Very nice.
The only thing that really binds together all these fusion latkes is that one way or another, they all end up in frying oil, which of course alludes to the story of the Hanukkah miracle, that a day's worth of oil lasted for 8 days in the temple. By the end of the latke festival, just about every surface in the Mummert house is covered with a slick coating, and Roger Mummert is positively glistening with it.
It doesn't do much for the complexion. And the aroma, it helps for two people, a husband and wife, to both be involved in this because the aroma stays with you a bit.
In fact, they joke that the smell of the latke festival lingers in the house, in true Hanukkah tradition, for 8 days. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Photos and recipes from the latke festival are at our website, npr.org.